God's presence throughout the day. Words from Jesus.
I painted a beautiful sunrise this morning. I had you in mind when I did it. I had an early morning breeze follow you. It was one of my ways of reminding you that I'm always with you. The reassuring smile of your loved ones brought joy to your heart. That was me smiling through them, giving you my assurance that I'm pleased with you. I brought to mind a song of joy and happiness, and it made your spirit light and happy as you hummed it. That was me reminding you of the great joy I always have in my heart for you. I helped you to accomplish an important task in your work, and I gave you patience to see the job through. That was me again proving to you that nothing is too little for me to help you with. A thoughtless word that was spoken didn't bother you like it usually does, and you forgave and forgot. Yet again, that was me and my understanding being poured down on you. Nothing is too small for me. It is often the small and sometimes insignificant things that I know make a world of difference for you in your day, and it gives me pleasure to do them for you, just to show you that I love you. You're very important to me, and I want you to know that. See that pretty butterfly? Yet again, that's another example of how much I love you, because I created it for your pleasure to fill your life with beauty. You are so special to me. You are like a rare and precious gem of great price. A jewel that has true worth will only become more beautiful with each buffing and cutting and polishing. You are that gem, and I smile as I work on you, for I know that it is increasing your value and that you shine more and more with each passing stroke. You rest peacefully in my hands, in full assurance that I, the master craftsman, know full well what I am doing. And as I smile on you and polish you, you reflect my smile and my love to those who come in contact with you. You endure the cutting, the buffing, and the polishing, knowing that all things that come from my hand are for your good. I'm so glad you let me bring out your beauty, my precious gem. I love you as you are. You do not have to be perfect to be loved by me. But I say to you, you are precious to me because you are clothed in my righteousness. You are special, created by my hand. You are unique, one of a kind. There's only one you. And I made you to fit the role and purpose I had in mind for you. You have special talents and qualities that I know you need for the job and calling I have for you. You also have weaknesses that help keep you humble and close to me. The secret to finding my peace and contentment in your heart and mind is to thank me and let me live in you. Praise me even for your weaknesses, which make you dependent on my strength. Glory in your infirmities and in times of sadness, which deepen your walk with me and make you cling to me more fervently. Be content in the sad times as well, knowing that they are working in you a far greater eternal glory. When you come to me at the end of your days, I will gather you into eternal glory, where all tears will cease and where there will be constant joy and happiness forever. I have some wonderful surprises for you up here that you will be delighted with. I look forward to having you here, but in the meantime, I will be with you in your heart, whispering to your spirit and helping you through each day. I love you so much, and I love it whenever you think about me and acknowledge my presence. Thank me for all your blessings. Thank me for the little things I do for you throughout the day. Thank me for the loved ones I put along your path, and revel in my joy and presence. This will give you strength day by day, until the time I call you to come be with me here. I create all kinds of music, but the symphony of your life and your experiences is a very intricate one with a beautiful blend of harmony. The music plays out little by little through the years until it reaches its final climax when I bring you home to be with me. The pleasures, the joys, the blessings, the loves, as well as the sorrows, the grief, and the pain of your life all blend together to perfectly harmonize in my symphony. When you get up here, I'll play it all back for you, and you'll hear nothing but perfection, because you will understand my plan in each phase of your life. I was there with you today as you pushed, pulled, sweated, worked. I was right there doing my part to make your day that much better, your load that much lighter, and your burdens more bearable. I was there propping you up, giving you the boost you needed toward the end of the day when weariness was threatening to settle in and overpower you. I am still with you now when you are tired and weary and worn from all the exertion and the trials of the day. Now lie back, relax, and rest in my arms, as a young child falls asleep in the strong and comforting arms of her father. There is no fear of danger, no worry about tomorrow, just a deep, sweet, peaceful rest that can only be found when you are nestled tightly in my arms and pressed against my heart.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.